Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and we come at you today with a very special edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. We are at the best time of the year for Australian basketball fans. We are less than a week away from the start of the WNBL season. It all kicks off on Thursday night with a massive clash between the Boomers and the Rangers. Joining me on the line to discuss, we're going to look for every team. We're going to go for every team's chances in these next 10 to 15 minutes and then give our predictions, our top four predictions at the end and our championship prediction as well. So joining me on the other end of the line is Damian Arsenis from thepickandroll.com.au. Damo, how are you?
Very good. I didn't think you were going to get to introduce me there. big long intro.
But well, it's a big episode.
It is. Yeah. It's an exciting time of the year, as you said. We've got the WNBL and the NBL season's getting underway this week.
Yeah.
Of course, for following the grand final weekends for both the AFL and NRL. But, you know, it all kicks off on Thursday night, and it's just an exciting time of the year because both leagues, and of course we'll talk about the WNBL now, have gone through, and the number of the teams have gone through so many changes, and the amount of talent coming in is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get into the details in just a little bit. But just quickly, I'll just mention there as well, we don't get a break, do we? Like you mentioned, we come from grand final weeks in two respective of the winter football codes straight into the Thursday. We don't even get one weekend. It goes straight into Thursday nights for both of the basketball leagues, which takes us all the way through summer, which is absolutely sensational because we don't want a boring weekend. So we go straight back into them. It's going to be absolutely awesome. We'll start off with the Adelaide Lightning. I think it'd be remiss not to mention right off the top before we get into the nuts and bolts, Damo, his coach, Chris Lucas, of course, battling kidney cancer. He's going to take some time out. So, of course, everyone at the Pick and Roll sends their condolences to Chris and the family and the wider community as well, because it's always it's something that you can't put a measure on how much that's going to impact the team. So we just send our best wishes to Chris and takes his time in his recovery and hope he gets through all unscathed. We'll move on to the actual on-court. Now, Adelaide Lightning last season only won a trio of games. They finished last, but they've almost swarmed. I want to get your thoughts on these new signings, Damo. They've almost swarmed the WNBL. They've got Amy Clydesdale and Nat Novosel from Dandenong. Ruth Hamblin's coming from Perth. Lauren Nicholson, they've snatched from Sydney as well. So they've kind of got a bit from everyone over the off-season. How do you see this new-look roster shaping out and playing out on the court?
Well, for Adelaide fans, Lightning fans in particular, it's going to be their best team on the court. They've had for quite a few seasons. They returned Laura Hodges, of course, the experience. Yep. They've signed Abby Bishop.
That's now, the big one.
The biggest one coming in for mine. Not taking away from anything from Natalie Novosel, who's an absolute gun signing as well. And, of course, Amy Clydesdale will be expected to run the point and probably form a bit of a backcourt tandem with Novosel. But Bishop's a big one for me. Her and Hodges are going to be one of the good, really good front court lineups in the WNBL this season, and along with Ruth Hamblin, who gives them a lot of size. So they've done very well. And as you said, Lauren Nicholson coming in, she had a good season with the championship-winning Flames. Mm. So it brings a little bit of championship experience. And, of course, they've also signed a great college player, another really good young guard in Vanessa Panousis from Virginia Tech. So they've reloaded, and really that's a totally different-looking team to what we've seen from Adelaide push out. So they're going to be a team, for me, they're my smoky to make the top four. They've done really well in recruiting. And, of course, as you said, with Lucas going out through illness and unable to be with the team, there's probably extra motivation. Well, it shouldn't be the case, but there may well be something there that really brings this team together quickly, given all the changes they've had.
Adelaide's an interesting case study for mine because I look at it, and like you mentioned, you look at on paper and you now look at the team, it's got a lot more depth than last year, a lot more star power than last year, but it always comes down to that great question, how long will them take to gel? There's so many new faces, so many new pieces. Sometimes it clicks straight away. You know, a lot of these players, like I mentioned, are seasoned WNBL players, so they've been around the block. They probably have a knowledge of one another, but as opponents, maybe not as teammates in particular. So I just wonder, because especially with the shortened season, the first 4 to 5 weeks are just all the more important because it's a shortened season. So
100%. So you're talking about the shortened season. There's only 13 rounds, 24 games for each team. So it's a lot condensed too. So the time frame to gel, as you said, is a lot shorter. But look, the other one I failed to mention too, which is a brilliant signing, is Nicole Seacamp. Mm. So she's from South Australia, so returning home. She had a great season in Poland. And along with Bishop and Novosel and Hamblin and Nicholson and Clydesdale, you know, the names just roll off the tongue. But as you said, it's going to be about how well they gel together. But certainly, you know, if you're looking at games ahead, the one to look out for is going to be when we see the Olympians of Cambage and Bishop go head-to-head. I think that's on December 9th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. And I think, coincidentally, Damo, to jump in, I'm pretty sure that's Adelaide's only game on Fox this year. I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
I know the club and some other clubs aren't too happy at that and how the games have been distributed amongst the teams in the Fox schedule. But, hey, if you've only got one chance to prove your worth on the national TV, you want to make sure it's a big one, don't you?
You certainly do. But moving along, we talk about all those changes to the Adelaide team's lineup, but then you look at the Bendigo Spirit.
It's a complete opposite.
A picture of solidarity.
Yep. So they've only signed two new players over the off-season, Benaja Lani and Rachel Banham, only two new players, missed the playoffs by one game last year. And they got Kelsey Griffin, of course. It was always an MVP candidate.
Griffin. So and what an off-season she's had, too. It's absolutely starring for the Opals in the FIBA Asia Cup. She was simply nothing short of sensational. Now, the good thing for this team is that they've got another season under their belt. They're coming back together. You know, they had some great talent. They've got some great young talent. So if you're talking like Ashley Caritana, Heather Oliver, they've got some great young talent coming in. Of course, Rachel Banham's coming from the WNBA, from the Connecticut Sun. So they've got some great talent coming in. Not as much, obviously, but it's just going to be a case for the side this season with Simon Pritchard as coach. Just what can they do better now that they've gelled together as a team? And as you said, 13-week season's not a lot of time to do that.
Yeah, one question I'll throw to you quickly before we move on from the Spirit. They got Kelsey Griffin, like I mentioned. We all know how good she is. But who's next after her? Is the depth a concern? Who's going to step up to help Griffin in that regard? Because like you mentioned, who steps up?
Well, I think that Banham is going to be there to help. Gabe Richards is there again. And I think Lainey, she had a great season with the Perth Lynx. And I think this is an opportunity for her to really step up even further and step out from behind the likes of Sammy Wickham as an example of Perth. So, again, they'll be an interesting team. They'll be pushing for a top four spot. But with the amount of depth and talent in the league, they're really going to have to gel together as a team and make sure that their star players are able to stay out on the court and avoid injury.
On to the Canberra Capitals, and this is a team that hasn't done what the Spirit on. They've gone out and signed about eight new players. So they look completely different. They missed the playoffs by last game. They missed the playoffs by one game last season. Just quickly, some of the names. Rachel Jarry is the massive one. Lauren Scherf coming in from Dandenong as well.
That's another massive one.
Yeah, Nat Hurst. And a couple of players I want to throw to you, Damo. Couple of players from the Centre of Excellence. I know you love watching the youngsters go around. Madison Rucci and Izzy Megbigor. I knew I'd stuff that up.
McBeagor,
I apologise.
That's all right. But yeah, look, you mentioned them. Yeah. I tell you now, I'm calling it. Izzy McBeagor will be Rookie of the Year.
There you go. I don't think anyone's going to doubt you there, Damo.
Yeah, she's just an outstanding talent. Along with Madison Rocky, they're both outstanding talents. But for me, McBeagor's the young talent to watch this year. The good thing is, though, in her rookie season, she's going to have Lauren Scherf there as well. Now, while Lauren Scherf's still reasonably young, she had an outstanding World University Games. She won a gold medal. And along with Abby Waring as well, who's been re-signed. So they come in after a brilliant off-season. Of course, they return Keely Froling as well. Rachel Jarry coming in is a great signing. And, of course, Jordan Hooper's coming in from the Connecticut Sun as well. And Misty Bass from the Phoenix Mercury. So they've got some experience coming in. And the other one that they've signed is Shivana Palvast as well. And she played in the QBL with the Mackay Meteorites. So certainly a team to look out for. And as we mentioned with certainly Adelaide, they've got a lot of new signings. So it's going to be interesting how they come in. But for mine, I think it's a little pocket rocket, Nat Hurst, coming back to Australia to play from... She's been in Turkey for the last 4 or 5 years, I think, off the top of my head. If she can run this team, she's the key in bringing it all together, in my opinion. They've got some serious talent, and they're definitely one of those teams that are going to be fighting for a top four berth. And you know, we're only a few teams in, and I'm already talking everyone's a top four berth chance. And we're going to get through this list, and we're going to be talking about every team that's going to be pushing for a top four because it's that close this season.
And that's just great for the league because you look at the names on each team. I mean, you look at the Canberra Capitals, Rachel Jarry, it's a massive name, Nat Hurst, like you mentioned. So It's great for the competition. We'll move on to the Dandenong Rangers. Now, you want to speak about a strange off-season. How about making the grand final series and then only returning three players from that same team? Sarah Blitzarves, Stephanie Blitzarves now. Of course, Steph Cummings, if you want. Still want to call her Steph Cummings, but Stephanie Blitzarves as well. And Amelia Todhunter, they all return. They've gone out to Perth. They've got Kalia Milicevic and Tessa Levy from Perth. How about Luel Palau, the Spanish legend?
Yeah.
She comes in. Taylor Roberts from Adelaide. They got a couple of new Centre of Excellence kids as well. How can we expect Larissa Anderson to get this team back to the Grand Final Series, considering it is a completely different team when you take a look at it?
Well, look, for me, it's Sarah Blitzarves, or otherwise known as... She's going to be the star of this team, in my opinion.
There's no doubt.
She has WNBA talent, and I think this is going to be she had a great season last year. She's an opal, in my opinion. She's going to be absolutely brilliant. Of course, with Stephanie Blitzarves, who's just got married, so formerly known as Steph Cumming. So Steph Blitzarves, they're just going to be an absolute terror. Adding Tessa Levy. So they lost Amy Clydesdale. They bring in Levy. Levy's got opals experience as well. Slightly different player, but certainly they're not going to lose anything at the point with adding Levy, losing Clydesdale. But then you've got Kayla Peterson coming in from the Connecticut Sun as well. And Leah Palou, she's just an absolute star of the game.
I was watching some of her highlights the other day, Damo, and if you haven't seen her play, you got to go on YouTube, have a look. Some of the passes she can make and the way she can read the play, it's absolutely unbelievable. She's 38 years old. She's got all that experience behind her. She is an unbelievable passer and reader of the game of basketball. I reckon she's a massive addition, despite her age.
Oh, definitely. And then they add Taylor Roberts for some additional power in the front court, and Kalia Milicevic. Now, again, she's potentially an opal as well. So, and she was such a key player on the Lynx side last season in their narrow loss to the Rangers in the semi-final series. So they're returning a lot of the key pieces. Yes, they've lost a few players, but they've brought in some key pieces as well. And, of course, they've signed some Centre of Excellence players as well, and Rebecca Pizzi and Kira Rowe. But for me, I actually think some of the pieces, Kalia Milicevic has played with some of these players before. So I think this is going to be a team to beat. A lot of people might put me down, but I just think some of these pieces are going to really complement each other. But like everything, it's going to be such a tight season.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we'll move on to their cross-town rivals. As we mentioned off the top, these two teams opening the season on Thursday night. And you want to talk about big changes, Damo.
We're talking massive changes.
There's none bigger than the Melbourne Boomers.
Now we've talked, you know, Melbourne Boomers were in essence, and I'm going to apologise to anyone right now, but they were a team on a budget last year. They were a team on a budget. Well, the checkbook's come out, in my opinion. The checkbook has come out. Not only did they sign team captain now, Jenna O'Hay. So she's returning back to the WNBL. Of course, she's just been an absolute star, leading the way in Europe and the WNBA for the Aussies. But then they've added Liz Cambage as well, which is, you know, she's been playing in China the last few years, avoided the WNBA. She's going to be going back there next season, though, which is great news. But they added her. And then they added Kalani Purcell as well.
From BYU.
She's from BYU. And, you know, they've re-signed Beck Cole. They've re-signed Maddie Garrett. Smart. And, of course, the big one, Monique Conti, the youngster. They've re-signed her for, 3 or 4 years or something?
It's a massive sign, which is a big tick for basketball. The way I look at it, obviously, she might still play AFLW as well. But the fact that she recommitted to the Rims for 3 to 4 years over a long period of time, massive tick for basketball, considering the interest from the other codes. Let's chat about Liz just for a little bit, Damo. Can we expect her to be back to her best straight off the bat? Because we know it's been a long time since she last played basketball.
Yeah, look, it'll be an interesting one. It all depends on how much work she's put in.
Yeah.
And again, this is that question mark that a lot of people had over how focused and how interested is she in basketball? Well, she's come out certainly quite a few months ago and said she's committed. She wants to get back to the, not only the Opals, she wants to get back to the WNBA. She's sorted out her priorities. So really, she is going to be the one to watch. Now, if she can put it all together, we're talking about a potential league MVP here. That's how good she is. So, definitely the key one everyone's going to be looking out for. But for mine, I think it's going to be Jenna O'Hay is going to be the barometer of this team. I think she brings so much to the team. She's an inside-out player, very damaging, and she's just as good in setting up her teammates as she is in scoring. The other one we failed to mention is Luella Tomlinson. Now, she's a shot blocker as well, so putting her in Kane Beige side to side, that's a formidable front court right there.
No doubt. We'll move on to the Perth Lynx, Damo. We've got to fly through these last few teams. Perth Lynx, they seem like the dominant team at stages last year, but they fell off. They finished third, got knocked out in the semis by Dandenong, so maybe a disappointing end. For mine, Perth Lynx, I'll let you run through the ins and outs over the off-season, but it still all starts with Sammy Whitcomb, doesn't it? She broke Whitcomb that many scoring records last year. Let's see if she can just break them again.
Well, it'll be interesting because she's been in the WNBA last season. She was a role player off the bench.
Yeah.
But I think she'll be better for it. I think she'll be a better player for it. She was already a great player last season. If anyone was to knock her at all, it was just sometimes she went a little bit out of control. But certainly she's got the absolute firepower. She's a scoring machine. And again, she's going to be right up there in the MVP contentions again this year. But, you know, they did lose Carly Mijovic to Dandenong.
Yeah.
But in what they lost there, they've added Alice Kunek as well from the Boomers. So very similar type players. But it'll be interesting to see how that works. Olivia Thompson from the Boomers has come across as well. They've signed Kayla Standish from the Townsville Fire. And again, she had a great career with the Fire, so that's a great signing. They've added Alex Chiabitoni, Courtney Williams from the Connecticut Sun. It feels like we've got the whole side of the Connecticut Sun playing
say,
the WNBL this season.
When I was running through the ins and out over the off-season, I'm like, how many players have we got from the Sun? Almost every team has added one or two of them, so it's a nice little breeding ground for the WNBL.
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, this team's Sammy Wickham's team.
Yeah.
I think adding Alice Kunek, that does a lot to help replace Carly Mijovic. I think there's still a lot of upside to Alice Kunek's game, which is great for them. But, you know, they have made some key signings. I just think they're probably not going to be as strong as what they were last season. I think last season was theirs to win.
In terms of their depth?
And it's going to be really interesting to see how they come together because it's just such a close season. And whether the likes of Whitcomb with help, and again, I didn't mention Tony Edmondson. Well, what a great season she had last year. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a really interesting season because if Sammy Whitcomb can fill it up and she gets great support from some of those other players we talked about, you know, Perth are going to be there again. But so far, I think I've said everyone's in contention for the top four.
No doubt about it. So we'll move on. Everyone's in contention for the top four, but let's move on to the defending champions.
The champions.
Because they're the ones that just want to quiet down about all of this. They just want to do what they did last year and to win the title again. They don't care who anyone's at it. That's the Sydney Uni Flames. Before we chat about their wins, we've got to chat about their massive out, Damo. And we all know who
massive
it is.
Massive out, Leilani Mitchell.
Yeah. You cannot be ignored how big that is.
Well, and just to emphasise how big that is, Leilani Mitchell was arguably the most important player for the Phoenix Mercury in their playoff run. She was nothing short of outstanding. So they've lost a huge WNBA local player, which is a big loss for the team.
Who's doing some big things in the WNBA or did at the back end of the season.
Yeah,
hit some massive shots down the stretch for Phoenix.
Now, having said that, they've just about brought back everyone else.
Yeah.
And you could nearly argue they've replaced Leilani Mitchell with another opal in Katie Ray Ebsery. So she's come back from Moscow. She was over there for one season, and it's a bit unfortunate. She's been with the Flames for so long. She missed out on the championship run of the year that she's decided to go to Russia. So she's coming back. So, is it a like-for-like swap? Probably not, given how effective Mitchell's been, but Katie Ray Ebsery, they're not really losing a lot. The big one for me is Talia Tupou, who's injured, and she might even be out for the whole season.
Mm.
Now, she was shaping up as being the starting point guard for this roster. It's probably going to be Katie Ray Ebsery that's going to take the reins. Ebsery was actually playing point for Dynamo Moscow over in Russia, so it's not something that she can't do, probably not a preferred position, but she's going to have to come in and take the reins straight away. And I think losing Tupaia, who was also drafted to the WNBA last year, is going to be a bit of a blow, along with losing Mitchell. So they've lost a backcourt duo there.
No doubt. But like we mentioned, something that Sydney have over everyone is continuity in their list and in their squad, unlike a lot of other teams on the start of the season might be trying to figure out how they gel. The Flames more or less basically have that same group, that same core, minus
Mitchell. You know, they've got Alex Wilson back. They've got Lara McSpadden, who was pretty good. Belinda Snell, the evergreen Belinda Snell. Sinead Greaves, you know, they're bringing everyone back. Asia Taylor. So, you know, they've got names there. They've got the, they've got the players. They can do it. It's just going to be interesting to see with that backcourt how they can adjust.
No doubt. So we'll move on. The final team we haven't mentioned, a team that I really, really like, and that's the Townsville Fire. They finished fourth last season, lost to Sydney in the semis, brought in Carla George, a massive signing, but for me, it's Susie. When you're on a first-name basis, you know that's when you're a pretty special player. Susie just wins MVP on the dollar. She just wins it, I don't know, once a year, maybe even twice a year. She's that good, Susie. She wins the MVP all the time. I love how the Fire are shaping up this season, Damo. I really do. I'm not sure what you think of them, but I reckon I look at their list, and I think this team is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
They are going to be a force once again. It just seems like, you know, Townsville are great over the last, you know, nearly the last decade now, just making final after final after final, a final series. So, you know, they've reloaded a bit too. You know, so they've brought back Bakovic, who's a big one. But Kayla George coming in, those two are going to form. You know, I've talked about the front courts for some of these teams. Well, this is another one that's going to be thereabouts and be able to go up against each other. And, of course, Darcy Garbin, what an off-season she's had. World Uni Games, she was the absolute star of that gold medal win. So she's in great form coming into the season. Michaela Cox is back, Mia Murray's back, Kelly Wilson's back. They've also brought in some great young talent into the team with Satina Alcuso from the Centre of Excellence. She's definitely one to watch, and by all accounts in the pre-season, has really made herself at home in this side. Marina Whittle's come over from Nunawading in this SEABL. But Sydney Weiss from the Los Angeles Sparks, she's come into the team as well. So there's some more WNBA talent coming into the league. And Lauren Mincy, who's been signed from Israel. So I actually don't know much about Lauren, so I'm not sure if you do, Luke, but certainly with all that talent, with Michaela Donnelly coming from the QBL into the side as well, they're certainly going to be a force to be reckoned with once again. And but, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how Alcuso goes, because she's going to be playing a backup role to George and Bakovic. So it's going to, if she can really step up, you know, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with again this season, and you can never write off Townsville.
No doubt. So we'll get stuck into our top four predictions, Damon. We'll start off with yours. So we'll just go your top four. Who have you got in your top four, and who you got winning it all?
Well, it's hard to look past Melbourne. On paper, if their stars stay on the court, it's hard to look past them. They've got a very well-balanced, particularly their starting five, a really well-balanced team. So they're my pick to make it. I think that Townsville are going to be there. You can't write off Townsville. I think despite the troubles with their backcourt and the swapping over of players, and with Tupaia going down, I think Sydney will be there. And the other one for me, and I mulled over this, you know, I was sort of going between Perth and Dandenong. And I just think Dandenong's going to get there somehow. So they're my top four. But ultimately, I think Melbourne, if they can click and put all this together, they've got the pieces of a championship team right now.
Yeah, I think our teams are mostly the same. I'm going Townsville first. Like I said, I just love Townsville. Can't look past Susie Batkovic. He's absolutely unreal. I've actually got him winning it all. I reckon the Fire, the only concerns I hold for the Boomers is just how we don't know how Liz is going to come back, and we don't know how long it's going to take to gel. I can't really look past. That's a big question mark for mine. And look, so my one is Townsville, two is Sydney, three is Melbourne. That's literally a one-game difference between the three of them. It's a flip of the coin, so they could be in any order whatsoever, and it wouldn't really change things. That's going to be about one or two games between Townsville, Sydney, and Melbourne in the 1-2-3 spot. I'm slotting in Perth at number four just because I can't look past Sammy Whitcomb. I reckon after what she did last year, big off-season, got that WNBA experience, I reckon she's going to come back better than ever. But again, like I reckon there could be literally one or two games difference between maybe fourth and sixth or seventh. It's going to be just up and down the entire season. It's going to be one of those ones where you can't really get a read on teams because every single game is going to be just magnified.
Well, if you go across the whole league, you could make a really compelling case that any one of those teams can finish in the top four. And, you know, I mulled over Adelaide, I mulled over the Caps, I mulled over the Lynx and, you know, all these different teams. And I just go, I can make a case for all of you. So I've just gone out and used a bit of head over some of this stuff. And at the end of the day, it's going to be a really close season. And the winner for that season is going to be the WNBL in basketball.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be great for women's basketball this year. So who are you going to win it all?
I've got Townsville.
Yeah, you got Townsville.
Yeah,
so I've got
Townsville.
Got Melbourne.
Yeah.
And who are you picking as your MVP?
Susie again.
Susie Backovich?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go a different way, and I'm going with Jenna O'Hay back in the league. I think she's going to win MVP. But I'm certainly not going to write off Sammy Whitcomb. I think she can do it. And in fact, there might even be more reason why she will win it, because I think she needs to do more for Perth to get there this year, in my opinion. But certainly the Rookie of the Year for me, I already gave that. It's going to be Ezzie McBeagher.
Yeah, I agree with you there, because I've seen some of her in the under-17 and in the FIBA in the lower age group levels, and she just tears apart the opposition. She's absolutely insane the way she goes about on the court. Damo, it all begins on Thursday night, and for full coverage, of course, comprehensive coverage of everything WNBL this season, pickandroll.com.au is the way to go, at pickandrollau and all the social media channels. It's going to be a big one. It's back on TV. It's back in the main stage, Damo. We cannot wait for the WNBL season to kick off. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Luke.